Mustafa Muhammad Ibrahim is a recent graduate of the Abarso School of Science and Technology near Hargeisa, Somaliland. Like many other Abarso graduates, Ibrahim was recently accepted to a university in the United States with a full scholarship. Ibrahim expressed excitement.
For a kid who his parents never graduated from middle school, it's, of course, it is very, very big deal for getting accepted to universities in the States.
The Abarso School of Science and Technology is a school that teaches students from grade 7 to grade 12. Entrance to the school is competitive. Usually, between 500 and 600 students compete for 50 spots in the school. This year, at least 1,000 students are expected to take the test. The school's curriculum centers on math, science, and technology. Students develop their English language skills, too. The school's education helps students win scholarships at schools around the world. The head of the school, James Linville, says that universities and secondary programs around the world have accepted 80 students from the school. Most of the 80 students received full scholarships, he says.
Well, it's incredibly competitive to get scholarships as international students to these schools. And not only that, but it's been a very long time since Somali-educated and Somali-raised students were able to get these scholarships. So actually, when our first students got scholarships 3 years ago, they were the first in over a generation to be given scholarships to study in the U.S.
When studying in other countries, Abarso graduates are able to keep up with their classmates. Linville says that Abarso students have a grade point average of 3.2 out of 4 in college and preparatory school, on average. Abarso students have also received high scores on the SAT, an American college entrance exam, says Linville. High SAT scores are important, he says, especially considering that at the time they took the SAT, they've been taking classes in English for 3 years. So, imagine sending an American kid to another country, asking them to take the national exam in 3 years, and then scoring in the 80th or 90th percentile. A civil war, financial problems, and political problems have limited the educational possibilities for Somalilanders. Jonathan Starr, an American businessman, used $500,000 of his own money to start the Abarso School in 2009. Since 2009, there have been 3 graduating classes of about 35 students each. The hope is that the students will bring their knowledge home and improve their country. I'm John Russell.